people are assuming a lot about those two situations. What are your thoughts, and how do you feel about the whole Uchenna and the pictures being taken down?
Well, I'll start with Uchenna and, you know, I guess the comments he made about the breath of fresh air. You know, it'd be nice for him to be able to come out and really clarify, you know, what those comments were gearing towards or things of that nature. But anytime you are coming off of a, you know, I guess of a somewhat struggling season and, you know, you make change, it always feels like a breath of fresh air because, you know, you're starting anew. So then there's this, you know, it just brings, you know, new optimism, you know, regardless of whether or not the guy coming in or whatever changes are being made are quality changes or if a person is really qualified for the position or not. I think that there's a level of I think that there's a space where, you know, defensive players may have been a little bit disgruntled on, you know, some of the game planning and some of the scheme. When I was at the facility and I was in the locker room and I was around some of the guys and things of that nature, you could hear some of the grumbling specifically from defensive players about the miscommunications, you know, about some of the schemes that they were doing and not feeling like they were being put in the best position to be successful. And so when Uchenna is talking about a breath of fresh air, I feel that that is what he's talking about more as opposed to maybe aiming it at Pete or a specific, you know, individual. Maybe that falls more on, you know, the defensive coordinator and whoever was controlling, you know, those play calls and things of that nature. And then for your second question, the second piece as it pertains to change and all the pictures and things of that nature being ripped down, I'm kind of on the fence with that because I get change. Change is good. Change is inevitable, right? The only thing constant in this world is change. You bring in a new head coach, new general manager, whatever the case may be, there's certainly going to be changes. But then there's a space where there is tradition and there is history. And we were able to, you know, Pete and during his time, there were opportunities where history was created. First Super Bowl in the history of the franchise. And so you don't want to just, you know, get rid of those memories just because you got a new guy. Matt LaFleur isn't in Green Bay getting rid of pictures of Bart Starr and Brett Favre because he's there. You know, I played for Dallas. There, you know, you still see Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman. They may not be spread across everywhere, but they're still there because at the end of the day, it's still the Dallas Cowboys. It's still the team. It's still the franchise. And they have a great history and tradition. I'm sure if you go to Pittsburgh, I've never been there, but I'm sure you'll still see the Staubachs and things of that nature, the Franco Harrises of the world that are still around the facility. It's not about, you know, getting rid of the past, but more so, hey, this is an inspiration. And also, you know, this is what we represent as a franchise. So hopefully there's a plan to still be able to keep some of those things up somewhere. If not, Bump, that would be a little bit disappointing because essentially that would feel like, I'm just saying it would feel like you're trying to just erase the history and the tradition that was created that is now the Seattle Seahawks that's going to last forever. And so I get the newness and the change and things of that nature, but I think it's important to be able to stay grounded in understanding like, yo, this is, you know, this franchise now has some new history that's going to last forever. And those people that were a part of it should remain around the facility in some realm.
Yeah, and there are still the pictures and a bunch of memorabilia all around the facility of the Super Bowl team, of everyone. It's just like this area outside the auditorium. But you're not wrong in that it's become a very controversial thing with some people going, I don't know, I wouldn't have done it if I was me. You know, I think history is important. And other people, including me, to be totally blunt with you, have said, well, if I was a new player and I'm completely unconnected to these guys who won a Super Bowl and I don't know anyone from this team and I wasn't part of that team, now I want my picture up there. Like, you know, the message being that, like, hey, this is a blank wall. What are you going to prove? These guys were up here for a decade. What are you going to do now? And I guess that's the way I saw it.